Good morning. This is Choices, and this is Judy Mario, your host. Thank you for joining us today. We are talking about, is it hard to be authentic? You know, that term authentic has been tossed around so much lately. Are you your authentic self? Are those the authentic Levi's? Are these the authentic whatever? And so it's a subject people have asked us to talk about. Do you find it hard to be authentic? Do you find it hard to show people who you really are, to expose your vulnerability? Do you ever wonder, if people knew who I really am, would they like me? And where does that come from? And why do you feel that way? Why do we feel that who and what we are is just not enough? Why do we feel that we have to be someone we're not, or fake it until we make it? And what can you do about it? Well, you know, life is an adventure to be lived fully with wholehearted commitment, enthusiasm for what's around the next corner, and joy in our accomplishments. And yet, so many people are doing what they do because they think they have to do it. They are making choices based on what they believe is the right thing to do, rather than on what will make them happy. We have to think about this. What will make us happy? When we are happy, it's usually when we are being our authentic self. You know, there comes a time in almost everyone's life when we make the choice to put aside those childish dreams and grow up. Our deepest desires, the things that make us the happiest, are put on hold while we make a living, while we raise a family, or while we try to save enough money to someday be able to retire and do what we really want to do. It is a seemingly endless, dreary circle of survival. Financial success does not necessarily bring satisfaction. I know some of us were talking the other day and we said, yeah, but a little bit more financial success would make life a little bit easier. But it doesn't necessarily make us happy. Some people live an extraordinarily successful life and still don't live a life of significance or joy. What if you could do both? What if you could live your dreams and provide for yourself and your families? Well, I think we can. Each of us has within us a wellspring of energy, creativity, and inspiration. And it's always there, even when we're not aware of it, even when we're tired, burnt out, or just doing our best to get through each day. This energy inside of us has its own voice, and I believe that is our authentic voice. And when we are quiet long enough, we can hear it calling us out of our ruts and into a life of possibilities. And when we listen to that voice, we're inspired. We become more positive, we become more creative, we become our authentic self. You see, we behave in accordance with our beliefs about ourselves, and if we have self-limiting beliefs, we will have self-limiting behaviors, and we have self-empowering beliefs, we will have self-empowering behaviors, and we perform as well as we believe we are capable of performing. So what can we do to empower ourselves? What can we do to have the courage to be authentic? Is it hard? Yes, I believe it can be, but I don't believe it has to be. I believe that we just have to come face to face with what it is inside of ourselves that we really truly believe, that we truly, truly want, that we truly want to do, and what makes us happy. See, this is, as far as I know, the only life we're going to get. And so we need to live this life where we're living a happy life. And we need to be grateful for the things that we do have and for the people who are in our lives and for the people who support us and who help us to be all that we can be. And it took me a long time to realize that. You know, when I was growing up, I had a huge imagination. I was the last child in a large family, and so my sisters and brothers had pretty well moved on with their lives by the time I was going through my childhood in my early teens. And so I was by myself a lot, and my imagination got carried away with me from time to time. I would make up that I had a sister, a younger sister. Well, of course I didn't. I made this younger sister up. Or I had this imaginary friend called Linda, and I played with Linda. We had all kinds of games, and we did things together. And in my mind, Linda talked to me, and we carried on conversations. So this imagination of mine has been developed over the years. Because of being alone so much, I created other characters in my life. And that carried on through as I got older. I created my life in my mind the way I wanted it to be. And luckily enough, that powerful, positive creation that I made in my mind started to work in my life. But I have friends that they didn't have those experiences. They had other experiences. Some of my friends have had experiences as children of being abused, of sexually molested, of having people make fun of them or make fun of their dreams. And so consequently, they find it harder to be authentic. They create a persona of someone other than who they really want to be. They use their imagination to be who they think someone else wants them to be. And so they're not really being real authentic. My one friend and I talk about this a lot. And she says to me, even now that she's like in her 50s and she's grown, that she still pretends to be someone she isn't because she's afraid people won't like her, or she's afraid if people find out what happened to her in her life, they won't like her or they'll think less of her. Here's the thing I want you to understand. If someone did something to you, if you were a child and someone else did something to you, there was really nothing you could do about it. You were a child. You were doing what you had to do to survive. And if people think less of you for what happened to you, then you don't want those people in your life anyway. I know you may not want to go around announcing to the world, this is what happened to me, or this is what happened within my family. You may not want to do that. But you don't have to feel ashamed of what someone else did to you. It wasn't a decision that you made to have that done to you. It was what happened. And I mean, even if you were a child and you made a decision to go along with some of those things, that was your way of surviving. That was your way of getting by. So don't go beating yourself up about that, about the fact that you gave in, because you did what you had to do at that time. But now here's what we have to do at this time. In order to be this person, this authentic person, first, we have to define, what does authentic mean to us? What does it mean to be the person who you really are? You know, the person you really are is probably a kind, fine, generous, wonderful human being. And that's all you have to be. And if you are gracious and you're kind to other people, that's all you have to be authentic. So, what can you do? Well, one of the things you can do is you can share your practice of being vulnerable, with other people, with people that you trust. Just acknowledge that you're vulnerable and share that with someone that you really, really trust. Because it's hard to pretend to be something we're not and to keep on pretending. And what happens is these different personalities come out of us. My friend who has such a difficult time with what happened to her previously in her life, she actually shows two different sides of herself to the world. And people don't ever really know who they're dealing with. She's a kind, wonderful, terrific person who would do anything and everything for someone. And yet on the other hand, she's very volatile. If you do something wrong or you do something that triggers what's going on within her, she'll explode at you, and you won't even know why she exploded, and she'll throw things, and she'll run out of the room, because she hasn't dealt yet or come to terms with the fact that the past is in the past, and there was nothing that she could do about it. And I quite frankly think she needs to go to counseling. She needs to work through this with someone. There's absolutely nothing wrong with going to counseling if we need to, because she can't find her authentic self. She's battling with these two different people that live inside of her. The one that's the child that's very, very hurt and still carrying that hurt around with her. So she's expressing her anger at people, and if they do the least little thing that sets her off, she makes the lives of those people around her miserable, and she's miserable too. And yet, on the other hand, she really is a kind, giving, warm human being. And so it's hard to figure out who we're dealing with from time to time. And I've encouraged her to be more vulnerable and to share her story and to get some of that stuff out, because it's dangerous to walk around with those two different feelings inside of ourselves. Another one of my friends who's been through similar experiences of abuse in her life took upon herself to go to some of these self-help camps, places where you go for 4 days and you express your feelings and you get everything out. You just talk about it and you get everything out. And she's gone to camp after camp after camp. But she keeps going, trying to deal with what it was in the past. Now, there comes a point when you're 50 or 60 years old that you need to give up whatever that hurt is that you're hanging on to. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard to give that up, but you want to get on with your life. You see, as long as we continue to dwell on those hurtful things that happened to us as children, it uses up our life today. It keeps using up the good that we could have today. And so we want to get past that pain, if at all possible, past that pain. And the way we get past that pain is we forgive whomever it was that did what it was they did to us. And that is not easy, I know. We forgive them. We pray for them. We try to see them in a more positive light as they move on. Because, you see, the anger and the hurt that we feel, it isn't hurting them. It's hurting us. And it isn't until we can forgive that we're going to be able to move on and to have our lives back and to be who we really, really are, who we have the potential to be. And you have to be brave through this. You have to be brave, and you have to be you and have the courage to say to other people, no, no. Have the courage to put up boundaries. Have the courage not to be a people pleaser. Because, you know, I find that so many of the people I know who have been abused as children are real people pleasers in their adult life. They're so busy trying to please everyone, but they're not pleasing themselves. And you need to take care of you first. And being authentic means saying no when you really don't want to do something. It means saying no when you really don't want to go somewhere. It means saying no to people who are requesting you to do things that do not fit in your value system. And it means saying yes when there's something that appeals to you that you want to do. It means saying yes when there's something that you think would be exciting. It means saying yes when it's something that you feel would build your self-esteem, which would give you the ability to achieve something, to become something, to do something more. Trust me, you are much stronger and much more capable than you know. There is someone inside of you that is so much stronger than you know. And so for you to be authentic, you need to start facing up to the fact that you are this wonderful person, that you have a fabulous person living inside of you and that you have much to offer to the world. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. I am the author of the book, You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power. And in that book, I talk about how we can build our self-esteem, how we can build our self-confidence, how we can have more happiness, more success, more empowerment, how we can have better habits, and how we can take care of ourselves in order to have the purpose, passion, and power that we need to make our lives the way we want them to be. And so take a look at that book. You can go over to youaremorethanenough.com and take a look at the book. It is a powerful book, and I wrote it for you. It's a complete personal growth program that covers everything from how to believe in yourself, how to boost your self-esteem, to how to organize your closet. And also, it has a chapter on spirituality. I mean, there is so much in that book that helps people like us who are trying hard to be our very, very best all the time. And email me, Judy@judymario.com, and let me know what you want to hear me talk about on the show, because this show is really about you. It's about you and what you want. And so please let me know what you're looking for, what you'd like to get out of my programs, and what you'd like to get out of participating in some of the radio shows that I'm doing here. So thank you so much for being with me today. Today we are talking about, is it hard to be authentic? Is it hard to be who you really are? Yes, I believe it is. I believe it can be. Because do we have the confidence to just be who we are? I know sometimes when we go to events, that's very hard for a lot of people, to go to events, to walk into a place where we don't know anyone. And we don't let our true personality shine because we don't know anyone. We're very quiet. We're very reserved. We kind of keep to ourselves. Sometimes we walk around and we find a place to sit down and we talk to the person who sits next to us. For me, that was always very hard, to go to those kinds of networking events and introduce myself to people I didn't know. But because I had a business and I needed my business to be successful, I had to do those things. I had to go and introduce myself. And then one day when I was doing it, I found that I was really enjoying it, that I just walk up to somebody I didn't know, introduce myself, ask them about themselves, and listen to what they really had to say, and I was really enjoying learning about these new people, learning about their lives and what they did and why they were at these events and why they had chosen to be there. And the more I did that, the more comfortable I became with it, and then I was able to really, really be me. Because have you ever gone to an event like that and you've talked and talked to people and you've had a really good time and you've enjoyed it, and then when you are driving home, you kind of get this real empty feeling, this kind of lonely feeling inside, and you start to beat yourself up and say things to yourself like, well, maybe you could have behaved differently. Maybe you shouldn't have said what you said. I think if you hadn't have done. And we're talking to ourselves like we're some sort of a parent telling the child how to behave better, when indeed we are adults. We do know how to behave. We do know how to be in situations. We know if we behave the right way or not. And while we're there and doing it, we're behaving the best way we know how to behave at the time. Or at least I hope we are. We're trying to be personable. We're trying to be involved with the other people. We're showing interest in the other person. We're telling them a little bit about ourselves. I know sometimes I'll be driving home and I'll think, wow, Judy, you have done too much talking. There you were, just talking about yourself again, and it's just way too much. But you know what? The other person was listening. The other person was acting interested. The other person was asking questions, which was causing me to answer more and to talk more. And they said they really enjoyed meeting me, and I really enjoyed my time with them. So why now, on the way home, am I beating myself up and saying, you shouldn't have behaved that way. You shouldn't have talked so much. You shouldn't have talked so much about yourself. You could have done something differently. You should have done something differently. Why do we do that to ourselves? Because somewhere along the line, we still don't have the confidence in who and what we are. We don't have the confidence. And so we go about our way and we're abusing ourselves. Abusing ourselves. Stop it. Stop abusing yourself. Stop abusing yourself. And you know, when you get into a vulnerable situation, ask someone to be your buddy. Ask them to listen to what it is that you think that you're going to say to another person. Ask them to help you figure out how to be a little different. Ask that person to notice if you're talking too much when you're at an event, and if you are, just to give you a little nudge. My business partner Fiona and I have a tendency to get very excited about what we're doing, and when we go to event somewhere, you know, we'll just talk and we'll tell everybody about what we're doing and how exciting it is and how wonderful it is and how fabulous we are and how much we enjoy doing what we're doing, and then we'll be driving home and we'll say, did we talk too much again? Did we do it again this time? I thought you were going to punch me when I was talking too much. And she'll say, well, I got so excited about what you were saying that I got involved in it too. Or I'll say, well, you know, when you said whatever it was you said, I got all excited about that. And, you know, we just talked and we just entertained. And because we're speakers, we're used to talking and entertaining. But you know what? People enjoy that. People enjoy being around us because we are that way. And so why are we constantly worried, oh, are we going to do too much? Are we going to show too much? Are we going to be too loud? We need to learn that it's okay. That's who we are. That's who we are. And our real authentic selves are these people who like to find out about other people. We like to find out about their experiences. We like to find out about where they've been, what they've done, what their dreams are, what their encouragement are. And then, of course, we like to fix it. You know, we are those kind of people that we just want to jump in there and we want to tell them, oh, you can do it this way, or you can try that, or you could do this. And, you know, it doesn't matter to us if they really do it or not. It's not like we're trying to cram down their throat. But because we're very creative people, we like to share ideas. We like to put our ideas out there. We like to discuss how to develop new habits and new techniques and new beliefs. And we just get all excited about it. And that's who we are. And so we had to learn to quit beating ourselves up about who we are. Are you beating yourself up about who you are? Because if you are, I want you to stop it. I want you to take out a piece of paper and write down what you like about yourself. Write down about 100 things that you really, really like about yourself. And you know what? Some people go, well, I can't even find 2 or 3 things that I really like about myself. Some people tell me, well, I can write down everything I don't like about myself, but I can't write what I do like about myself. Well, then good. Write down everything you don't like about yourself. And on another column, what's the opposite of that? What is the opposite of what you don't like? And look at that opposite and say, is any of this me? Is any of this what I would like to be? Is any of this what I could be? Is any of this a change that I could make pretty easy in my life so that I could be this kind of person? And then write down also what you do like about yourself right now. Are you an honest person? Are you a fun person? Or do you have interest in other people? Are you a good listener? Or do you dress nice? Do you look good? Do you take care of your children? Do you take care of your family? You know, look at the things that you are and take credit for who you are and what you are. Take credit for the wonderful person that you are. You know, you are enough. So many of us just believe that we aren't enough. But you are. You have all these good, wonderful, wonderful talents. You have all this ability. You have a fabulous imagination. And if there's something you don't know how to do, you can learn how to do it. You can learn. Don't settle for things as they seem to be. You don't have to accept life as it appears to be. You've been given free will in order for you to determine who you want to be and what you want to have and what you want to do. Your life is as limitless as your imagination. And if you believe it can be done, your mind will start to think up ways to make it happen. You know, in his book, David Schwartz wrote a book, The Magic of Thinking Big. And in his book, he says, believe, really believe you can move a mountain, and you can. Not many people believe that they can move mountains, so as a result, not many people do. Well, I believe that moving mountains is just an expression, but I know positively without a doubt that we can move the obstacles in our lives that seem like mountains. Think of something you'd really like to have or to do. Write it down on a piece of paper and make a list of all the reasons why you can have or you can do that. And every time your mind tells you a reason you can't, once again, put in that technique of opposite thinking. Put that into effect and write down why you can. And don't stop until you've exhausted every possible reason. See, many of us defeat our own purpose by telling ourselves what we can't have, what we can't do, instead of what and why we can. Next, list all the ways you could possibly get what you want. What are all the ways you could possibly get what you want? And what options are there? You know, one of my friends even listed on her paper that she could win the lottery. Now, we all think that's kind of funny. Yeah, you could win the lottery if you bought a lottery ticket. Or, yes, you could win the lottery if you happen to be the one in a million people who win the lottery. Well, guess what? She won the lottery. She won a couple million dollars in the lottery, and she was able to then do what she wanted and go where she wanted pretty much for the rest of her life. She's still doing pretty well. And she doesn't tell people that she won the lottery because she said when she tells people, everybody wants to come and they want to take advantage of it, or they ask her, they have all these ideas of things that she could do or things that she could invest in. But write down all the ways you could get it, and don't worry about being too far out there. My one friend Jill, when she got out of college, she was in debt. I mean, she had all this debt from school. And she said, how am I going to pay off all this debt? What could I do that would be legal? So you know what she did? She got herself on game shows. She got herself on game shows. She said, well, I just got this great education. I know all this information. Why not use it? She got on game shows. And you know what? She won enough money to pay off all of those college loans, to pay off all of those college debts. See, the possibilities are there. But you have to give up feeling sorry for yourself. You have to give up the past. You have to give up what happened to you that you're still carrying around that's making you feel hurt. And expose your vulnerability. Be who you really are. Be what you really want to be. Do what you really want to do. This is the only life. It is the only life you're going to get. So empower yourself. Empower yourself. Give up your self-limiting behaviors and start empowering yourself with self-empowering beliefs, self-empowering behaviors, and perform as well as you possibly believe you are capable of performing. Because when you do that, you are going to have the courage to be authentic. When you are giving it every bit that you can, when you are focusing forward, when you are focusing on the things you want, when you are focusing on being the person you want, you will be authentic. And people will love you. People already love you. You don't have to pretend to be something you're not. You don't have to fake it until you make it. Just be the best you can possibly be and know you are more than enough. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for being with me.